Hello and greetings in Christ. My name is Pastor Jacob Sipes. The New Testament reading for today is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In our reading for today from Matthew chapter 2, we hear about the Magi visiting Jesus. Now, biblical scholars will tell us that the Magi likely didn't go to see Jesus until he was about 2 or 3 years old. He's probably not a baby anymore. But still, they want to come and celebrate the birth of this new child with Mary and Joseph. If you've ever had the privilege of having a newborn baby, you know that your family comes from all over to celebrate with you. As a pastor and church worker, my family has to travel to come see me whenever we have a new baby. So historically, my family saw each of my 3 kids for the first time around their baptism weekend, typically within a month or so of their birth. Now, here's the funny thing about the Magi. They don't really know Mary and Joseph. They're not extended family. Yet they play such a memorable role in the early life of Jesus. Imagine the shock of this moment with me. Picture yourself as Mary and Joseph with little Jesus, and all of a sudden, all these foreign diplomats show up looking for your child, who they keep calling the king. Any one of us might say, "I think you have the wrong house. The White House is in Washington, D.C. But these men insist. They fall on their faces and worship him and offer him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to your child. Of course, Mary and Joseph, who have both been visited by the angel Gabriel, put it on the long list of crazy, confusing, miraculous moments with their son Jesus. Now notice with me again who these men say they're looking for. The king of the Jews. The Jewish shepherds and these Gentile wise men joyfully gather around Jesus and worship him. Yet in the same reading, there is another character as well whose intentions are not so pure. That's Herod. Herod hears the wise men talk about the king of the Jews and he wants him gone. In our reading today from Matthew, we see the only 2 possible responses to the coming of Christ our Lord. Either joyful reception and faith, or rejection of God's greatest gift. Now, regardless of human response, our Lord still comes, and he comes in love with a task to complete. Born in a manger, his road leads him to a cross, where yet another Gentile will describe him as King of the Jews. The Magi were likely just as ignorant as Pontius Pilate at the significance of these words and this title. But Jesus, who is not only the King of the Jews, but the King of the universe, comes. And he comes to offer believers and non-believers alike the gifts he won for them through his own precious suffering and death on a cross. The gifts of faith, hope, and love. Please pray with me. Merciful Lord, cast the bright beams of your light upon your church, that we, being instructed in the doctrine of your blessed apostle and evangelist John, may come to the light of everlasting life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.